We'll ask Sister Gao to play it once for us so we can get familiar with the tune.
我们要请高姊妹给我们弹一遍我们今天要唱的诗歌。
Okay, the song is on our book, 30, Psalm number
30. 是诗歌三十首。
Okay, we're going ahead and start singing and.
我们要开始唱。Okay.
Okay.
来。
We hear the words of love. We gaze upon the world. We see the mighty sacrifice.And we have peace with God.
Okay, one more time.
再一次。
We hear the words of love. We gaze upon the ground. We see the mighty sacrifice.And we have peace with God. His everlasting peace, sure as Jehovah's name, stable as his steadfast throne forevermore the same. Our love is of time long. Our joy still ever flows. But this within we made the same.No change over now. We change, he changes not. Our Christ can never die. His love might oust the resting place.We on it shall be love.
We'll skip to verse 7.
我们跳到第七节。
We'll skip to 5 and 6.
Yeah, 我们唱第七节。
We only live now at God's right hand above. We the throne on which he sits, we know it's true and love.
Here, one more time, it's from 1, 2, 4, and it's 7.
好，再唱一遍，第一到第四，然后第七节。
We hear the words of love.We gaze upon the plain. We see the mighty sacrifice, and we have peace with vastness, is stable as his steadfast throne forevermore the same. Our love is of time's love, our joy still ebbs and flows, but bitter it remains the same. No change overnight. Three changing changes not. Our Christ be never done. His love that has the resting place we on him to rely. We know he liveth now, that God's right in above. We know the throne on which he sits. We know his true love.
When I sing this song here,
当我在唱这首诗歌的时候,
and the word said, I heard the words of love.
诗歌这样说，我们听见慈爱之声。
When we become a Christian,
当我们成为一个基督徒之后,
not because of our own ability,
并不是由于我们自己的能力,
but we heard the love of God,
而是因为我们听见了神的话,
and the word touching our heart,
神的话感动了我们的心,
so we really thank you, the Lord, that given us this opportunity to unite with Him as one.
我们感谢神给我们这样一个机会，让我们能够和他合而为一。
So this psalm is perfect for us.
所以这首诗歌是非常非常的适合我们。
Because we heard the word of love.
因为我们曾经听见慈爱之声。
In the scripture, God loved us.
在圣经中告诉我们说神爱我们。
In John 3:16,
特别是在约翰福音三章十六节。
He sent his son on our behalf.
他差遣他的爱子为着我们。
And we heard it, we accept him, and we united together.
我们听见了，我们接受了，然后我们就与主合而为一。
So we'll sing first stanza one,Just once.
我们要再唱第一节，这首诗歌的第一节。
We hear the words of love. We gaze upon the sun. We see the mighty sacrifice.And we have peace with God.
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
慈爱的天父,
we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢赞美你。
You give us an opportunity to come before you.
你赐给我们机会，让我们能来到你的面前。
We come before you and accepting you that your love and sacrifice.
我们来到你的面前，接受你为我们准预备的爱和牺牲。
We praise you and give thanks and glory to you.
我们赞美你，也把荣耀归给你。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We ask our brother Lee to give us a message.
我们请弟兄来为我们释放信息。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早安，弟兄姊妹。
Peace be to you.
大家平安。
This is truly a joyful and glorious morning.
今天真的是一个非常荣耀喜乐的早晨。
Well, first we have the best baptismal service.
首先我们今天有受浸的机会。
And those who are here, we know that there are 17 brothers and sisters that have been baptized.
我们今天早晨有17位弟兄姊妹受浸。
And we know that not only that we are joyous,
我们知道说不光是我们喜乐。
Just like our brother just prayed.
就像我们弟兄刚刚祷告的
There will be praises in heaven.
在天上有颂赞归给神
And because the Bible tells us if anyone repents and accept the Lord.
因为圣经告诉我们说地上若有一个人归入主的名
They will receive the glorious salvation.
他们会受到那个荣耀的救赎
And there will beJoy is in heaven.
在天上就充满了喜乐。
Right now, there's joy in heaven. The angels are singing.
Yeah, 我们现在可以在天上就听见了天使在那里称颂唱诗称颂神。
Well, 17 times for Christine, for Raymond, and for John Darby, and for all the others.
所以当我们弟兄姊妹像 Christine, John Darby, 还有各位每一次受浸起来的时候天使都会欢呼。
Well, don't worry, the angels don't get tired.
我们知道天使是永远不会疲倦的。
And there will be thunderous praises in heaven.
有如雷的声音要称颂我们的神。
We thank the Lord again. We have the breaking of bread. We have the communion.
接着我们有擘饼聚会。
And during this communion, we remember our Lord, His love, and His sacrifice for us.
在这个擘饼聚会的里面，我们纪念我们的主的爱和主为我们所做的牺牲。
We give Him thanks. We give glory to God.
我们向他献上感谢，我们也向把荣耀归给他。
I said this is a glorious and joyful morning.
所以我说这是一个喜乐满了荣耀的早晨。
Because we have done two things that the Lord Himself commended.
因为我们今天早晨做了两件是主吩咐我们要做的。
That is to baptize people.
就是为人施浸。
And to remember Him.
然后呢是纪念他。
Praise the Lord, this is the time for us to feed on His Word again.
所以现在我们要再来让主的话来喂养我们。
Before we do this,
在我们开始之前
I have one correction to make with the apology.
我在这里要很抱歉我要为我的上次讲的有个更正。
And if we see this, yes, you see this. This is pointed out to me by Brother Kwa.
这个错误是柯弟兄为我指出来的。
Last time when we talk about God is a God that works all things according to the counsel of His will.
上一次我在这边讲的是神是一位随己意行做万事的神。
And in there I mentioned Nimrod.
在那里的时候我提到宁禄这个人。
If you look out on the right-hand corner, lower right-hand corner,
如果各位看到那个右下角的地方
there is Nimrod.
有一个人叫宁禄。
And on the left-hand upper corner, there is the Adam.
在那个左上角的那个地方有一个人叫亚当。
Without getting into the details, I would say that when I trace the genealogy of Nimrod, I went all the way to Lamech.
当我追踪这个林路的祖先的时候我看到一位叫拉麦的人。
And but this I confuse with Lamech, that's the descendant of Cain.
在那个时候我把这个拉麦错以为是该隐的后代。
You see that little arrow that I made the mistake.
所以那个是就是我错误的地方。
I misplaced, but actually Nimrod is the descendant of Seth.
真实来讲的话林禄是 赛特的后代。
Of course, this is a partial genealogy. I will not go into the details of it.
这个只是一个部分的家谱，我不仔细的来说。
Okay, now let's go on to the next point about today's message.
我们接下来要讲今天的信息。
Okay, let me try this again. Doesn't work. Do you back up? Okay. The message I'd like to share today is that God is the God that keeps covenant and loving kindness.
今天我所要说教分享的题目是神是一位守约施慈爱的神。
And we know that there are brothers and sisters that have just been baptized.
我们知道我们刚刚有许多的弟兄姊妹刚受浸。
And some of these brothers have gone through our gospel class.
有许多其中有许多是经过福音班。
And there, because of the work of the Holy Spirit, the God has moved them.
在福音班里面，因为神的感动。
And through faith, by grace, they have been saved.
靠着恩典借着信心他们得了蒙了拯救。
Not only they've been saved, they've received a new life.
不光是他们蒙了拯救，可是他们也接受了一个新的生命。
And that's why we pray that these are babies.
所以我们知道为他们祷告的时候，我们就为他说是他们在是属灵的里面的婴儿。
Well, today is April 3rd.
今天是四月三号。
Happy birthday to seven brothers and sisters.
祝各位生日快乐。
And what next?
那接下来呢？
After being a baby is born, they have to grow.
当婴儿生下来以后，他们需要成长。
From baby to child to teenager to adulthood.
就像从婴儿到孩童，然后从青年，然后到成人。
Well, how do they grow?
那么怎么生长呢？
Well, they need to eat.
他们需要喂养。
Just like all of us.
就像我们一样。
Well, I'm reminded that a few days ago there was a video on the internet.
几天前我在网上看到一个消息。
Well, there were two little eagles that were born in Washington's arboretum.
在华盛顿的那个国家植物园里面有两只小鹰生下来。
And this is the big thing.
这是一件非常大的事情。
Because American eagles are very rare.
因为我们知道说这个代表美国的这个老鹰呢最近濒临绝种。
And when they show the video, you see the little eagle, now the eaglet came out of the shell.
所以当你看到的时候，你看到那个小鹰从那个蛋里面出来的时候。
And just soon as they came out, they opened their mouth.
他们一出来了，马上他们就张开嘴。
And then the eagle, you know, just fed them with worms.
然后他们的那个大的鹰呢，就来喂养他们。
Well, brothers and sisters, once we are born, we have to eat.
所以我们一生下来，我们就需要吃。
And we grow from here.
我们就因此而生长。
Just like in Romans 1:17,
就像在罗马书一章七节。
The righteous shall be justified by faith.
说的义人必因信得生。
Well, first we are justified.
所以我们首先是称义。
And at that time we receive the life, justified by to receive the life.
所以在那个时候我们得着生命。
Through faith we receive life.
因着信我们得着生命。
And through faith we live.
因着信我们而生活。
And that's why the verse also said, the gospel is from faith to faith.
所以在那里也告诉我们说福音是从信到信。
Now this is true with all the brothers and sisters who have been in the Lord for many years, tens of years or even more.
所以这个在我们所有的基督徒身上都是一个事实，不管我们在主里面的年日如何。
Well, when we first received the Lord, we understand the meaning of salvation.
所以当我们接受主的时候，我们就知道说慢慢就会了解这个救恩的意义。
And then when we grow from here, not only the salvation, but the Savior himself.
然后呢，我们不光是明白救恩，然后我们更要认识我们的救主。
Then through our Savior, we know the God who is our Creator and our Redeemer.
因着我们的救主，我们就认识他是神，是创造我们的神，也是救赎我们的主。
And that's just like in Psalm 103.
就像在诗篇103篇里面所说的。
Well, God made known his ways to Moses.
神使摩西知道他的法则。
And his deeds to the children of Israel.
叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
Here it says the children of Israel.
这里说到以色列人。
We have to grow from a child, from the childhood to adulthood, to maturity.
所以我们必须要从孩童的时代长成青年的时代。
Not only we need to know the deed, the acts of God.
所以我们不光是要知道神的作为神的做法
We need to know God's ways
我们也要知道神的法则
Because God's ways reflects God's nature, God's character
因为神的法则就反映让神让我们知道神的性情神的特质
And last month's meeting here, I shared with you
上一次我在这里分享的时候
God is the one who works all things according to the counsel of his will. God works.
神是一位随着己意行做万事的神。
Today we're going to look at a little bit further.
今天我们再进一步来看
God who keeps his covenant and his with loving kindness toward us.
神是守约的神也是施慈爱的神。
And here we talk about the nature of God being faithful.
所以我们在这里看到说神的性情他是一个信实的神。
So first point that I'd like to share is the God of covenant.
所以我第一点要讲的就是立约的神。
Now we're going to read from the scripture.
我们要读几处的圣经。
And because of time, I will read one verse, my sister will,read the Chinese version and we'll just listen but pay attention to the red letter the words
因为时间的缘故 我读英文然后我的姊妹要读中文但是请大家注意那个用红色写出来的字
Nehemiah 9:32
尼希米记9章32节
Our God who keeps covenant and loving kindness
我们的神啊你是守约施慈爱的神
Which is the theme of what today's message
这是今天的主题
Then Hebrews 10:23
然后是希伯来书十章二十三节
Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering
也要坚守我们所承认的指望不致摇动
For he who promised is faithful
因为那应许我们的是信实的
And then we read from Hebrews chapter 10
然后在十章希伯来书十章
This is the covenant I will establish with them after those days.
十六节主说那些日子以后我与他们所立的约乃是这样
I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them upon their minds.
我要将我的律法写在他们心上
And he also says their sins and their evil doing,I will remember no more.
又要放在他们里面，然后他说，以后就说，我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯。
Well, here God forgive us. He does not for he. Well, God has good memory.
我们知道我们的神的记性是很好的。
But here says, I will remember no more. It means that he will forgive us and will not count against us.
但是这里说神不再纪念所以说 他赦免了我们。
Not that he disregard or ignores sins.
并不是说他忽视了我们的罪。
Okay, let's look at this point.
好。
Well, in this point, we talk about God of covenant.
在这里我们说到神的约。
The first thing I'd like to mention is that God is faithful.
头一件我要谈到的神的信实。
Well, faithfulness or faithful means true, honest, and fulfilled promise.
信实是讲到说神是真实的是不变的。
And he fulfilled his promise.
然后会实现他所应许的。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13,
提后二章十三节那里,
it says, if we are faithless, God remain faithful.
我们纵然失信,他仍是可信的。
For he cannot deny himself.
因他不能背乎自己。
He cannot deny himself. He cannot disown himself.
他不能背乎自己，他不能把自己放下。
Because that's God's character. That's God's attribute. He will not lie. He cannot lie.
因为那是神的性情，所以他不说谎，他也绝不会说谎。
And that's why in Hebrews 10 we just read, He who promised is faithful.
就像在我们刚刚读过的希伯来书十章二十三节那里说，那应许我们的是信实的。
And Jeremiah also told us that great is thy faithfulness.
我们也知道，先知耶利米也告诉我们说，神的信实是何其广大。
Well, God throughout the generation had made promises to His chosen people.
历代以来神一直向他的选民有许多的应许。
Well, for instance, to Abraham, he promised that Abraham will have a son.
比如他应许亚伯拉罕要有一个儿子。
Well, not for Abraham only.
并不是为着亚伯拉罕一个人。
Because all the nations will be blessed through this descendant, this offspring.
因着亚伯拉罕的这一个后裔万国都要因他得福。
And the father of faith, Abraham, waited 10 years for this to happen.
所以我们的信心之父，他等待了十年，这件事情才发生。
God really fulfilled his promise on Abraham.
所以神向亚伯拉罕所应许的，他实现了。
Well, as men, we make promises.
我们也知道作为一个人我们也常常会有许多的应许。
We promise to our family members.
我们会对我们的家庭分子家人有
所应许。Make promise. We make promise to our friends and to a lot of people.
和我们的朋友我们也会答应要做一些事情。
But actually man is basically unfaithful.
但是人基本上来说是常常不守信用的。
Well, there's a book by Dr. Moeller.
有一本Dr. Moeller 有写过一本书。
He talks about this generation.
他说到现今这个时代。
This is the age of dishonesty.
说这个时代是一个不诚实的时代。
If we look around, there are just lies everywhere.
我们看看周遭，我们都知道说到处都充满了谎言。
Sometimes we become used to all this.
好像我们有时候反而习以为常了。
Well, just think about the politicians that are going through the election process.
就像现在这些政治家们他们在为着竞选所做的一些应许。
They make outrageous claims knowing that they cannot fulfill.
他们做了许多的应许明知他们自己是不能实现的。
Well, on the other hand, sometimes men are sincere, they want to make promise that they can perform.
但是有的时候人做了一些应许他们心里是想实现的但是确实不能。
Yet they are unable to fulfill the promise.
因为他们不能够实现他们所承诺的。
I think this may be our common experience.
我想我们每个人都会有这样的经历。
I'll promise to end the message at 12:30.
我也许会说好我12点半的时候我就会结束这个我的信息。
The Lord help me to keep my promise.
我希望主帮助我，让我能够守住我的诺言。
Well, I just remember that last year in China.
我记得说去年在中国发生一件事情。
And for the Double 11 Festival, some of you know.
中国他们有一个节叫光棍节。
And that is, yeah, that's the festival for the bachelors, the Double 11, 1111.
所以他们把11月11号定为光棍节。
It's a big sale. It's a sales frenzy throughout the country.
那一天呢，各个有一个极大的那个大减价、大推销。
And on the e-commerce, the sales amounted to last year. 14.3 billion RMB, renminbi.
那一天他们这个在就光是网上的销售他们就有
143亿。
And
even though the sales were so horrendous,
他们的销售量非常的大。
And yet they could not deliver the product to the customers in time that they promised.
但是呢他们却最后却不能照着他们所应许的时间把货送到客户的地方。
All these express people working like crazy.
所以那些忙着送货的人忙得不得了。
And they throw the packages around.
他们把包裹就丢在那里。
Yet they cannot fulfill their promise.
所以他们不能实现他们的承诺。
Because if there's a congestion, there's problems.
因为那个时候交通啊拥挤啊所以很多的问题。
Well, but he, just like in Habakkuk 2,
但是在像哈巴谷书第二章那里说。
And it says, his promise, he will come true.
应许快要应验。
It will be fulfilled without delay.
必然临到，不再迟延。
Man could not fulfill the promise, could have delay. God will never delay.
人可能不能实现他们的承诺，或者是延迟他们的承诺，但是神从来不会。
Well, not only promises, but God make covenant with man.
不光是神有承诺些事情，神还与人立约。
Well, why does God want to set up covenant with us?
神为什么要与我们立约呢？
Because our inability to keep our promise make us doubtful.
因为我们的能力不能我们不能守约的能力让我们很值得怀疑。
And that's why we doubted God from the beginning.
所以我们从一开始的时候就常常怀疑神。
Just like Adam and Eve, they begin to doubt God's words.
就像亚当夏娃一开始的时候就怀疑神的话。
And that's why God wants to not only give us promises, God still does that, but he still wants to establish covenant with man.
所以神一直向人做许多给了许多的应许，然后呢他也愿意守这个约。
What is a covenant?
约是什么呢？
Well, to put it in a simple term, a common term,the covenant is an agreement, it's a contract.
简单来说约呢就是一个合同一个大家同意要做的事。
Well, these days, if we rent an apartment, we will sign an agreement.
就像如果我们要租一个房子我们必须要签一个合约。
If we want to operate the business, we have to have permission.
我们如果要经营一个生意我们需要得到许可。
Well, in our church building, we need to get the permit from the city.
所以像我们教会的营建我们也需要市政府的许可。
Between countries, there are treaties.
国与国之间有公约。
And once you have the covenant, it is what we said like nails on the board.
所以如果约一定好了我们就像那个中国人所说的板上钉钉。
And so God, in His good faith, wants to set up covenant with man throughout the history.
神因着他的信实，他与人立了约。
Think of this great God who would be willing to have covenant with feeble man.
让我们来想想这位伟大的神，他竟然愿意与我们这些软弱的人来立约。
And God has set up covenants throughout the history of Israelites.
所以我们从以色列人的历史我们一直都看到神一直和以色列人立约。
Covenant with Abraham, covenant with Moses, covenant with David, and so on and so forth.
就像与亚伯拉罕立约与摩西立约与大卫立约等等。
Some of the covenants are conditional.
有的约是有条件的。
Other covenants are without condition.
有的是无条件的。
God wants to do it just by himself.
神就是愿意来为我们成就。
Well, the covenant he set up with the Israelites through Moses.
神与摩西立的约。
Well, this is the covenant with condition.
这个是个有条件的约。
God said, if you do this and do this and do this, I will bless you.
所以神向以色列人说，你们若这样做，这样做，我就会祝福你们。
How can a sinful man enter into a covenant with God?
各位想想，一个有罪的人怎么能够与这位神来立约？
That's why in the law of Moses, they are the rituals of sacrifices.
所以在摩西的约里面有许多的献祭的礼仪。
And through sacrifices, God can accept us.
因着献祭，神悦纳我们。
Through the shedding of blood, God can forgive our, can cover our sins.
因着祭牲的血，神能够可以遮掩遮盖我们的罪。
And also with the covenant, there are many things that we need to follow in our conduct in order to please God.
也因为这个约有许多的事情，我们必须要遵着神的旨意来做。
And all of us who read the Bible knows.
我们读圣经的人都知道。
Israelite, when the covenant was set up, they all said, "We will follow you. We will abide by the law."
我们屡次神与以色列人立约的时候，以色列人都很大胆的说，我们一定会守住这个约。
And yet, gradually, they just depart from the law, and they could not keep the law.
然后我们看见的就是渐渐的，他们不能守约，然后离开这个约。
Well, God in His grace would not give them up.
但是神永远没有放弃他们。
And that's why God had set up a new covenant with them.
所以神与他们立了新约。
And that's why in Jeremiah chapter 31,
所以在耶利米书31章那里说。
And verses 33 to 34.
33到34节。
And there God said,One day, on that day, I will set up my new covenant with the Israelite.
所以神在那里说，有一天我要与以色列人立新约。
And this is what we have just quoted in the book of Hebrews we just read.
所以这就是我们刚刚在希伯来书里面所读到的。
Although it is the briefer version.
那是一个比较简单的版本。
And this is the covenant I will establish with them.
这是一个我与他们所要立的约。
And after those days,
那些日子以后。
That is the days to come.
所以这个日子要来。
I will put my law in their hearts and I will write them upon their hearts.
在那个日子我要把我的律法写在他们的心板上。
It will not be a tablet of stone.
所以不再写在石板上。
It will not be an outward law.
不再是外面的律法。
But it is an inward law in their heart and in their mind.
乃是在他们的里面，在他们的心思，在他们的意念的里面。
God, basically, God will forgive their sin and their evil doing.
所以神要赦免他们的罪愆，赦免他们的罪过。
Well, we just said, God cannot forgive inequity.
神不能够赦免。
Remember. God will not forget inequity.
神不会忘记我们的罪愆。
But how can He forgive us?
那他怎么赦免我们呢？
That is through the new covenant and also the fulfillment of the new covenant.
而是因为这个新约，而且呢，这个新约是已经完成的。
Well, the old covenant and the new covenant. This is a very broad subject which I will not have time to get into today.
旧约和新约这两个题是非常大的题目，今天我们没有时间。
Especially talks about through this particular offspring that all the nations will be blessed.
就像我们刚刚所提到的，神应许亚伯拉罕的那个子孙，万国都要因他得福。
And it is also the seed of woman promised to Eve.
这是那个女人的后裔。是神向着亚当夏娃应许的。
So let's move on to the new covenant that is set up by our Lord Jesus.
所以我们现在要来看主为我们立的设立的新约。
That's our second point. The new covenant.
新约。
And here we also have scripture to read. There are two pages, so please be bear with us.
好，我们今天等会要读的圣经比较长，请大家稍稍忍耐。
First Corinthians chapter 11,
哥林多前书第十一章。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying,
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，
This cup is a new covenant in my blood.
这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
And that is what we have just done.
这就是我们刚刚薄饼聚会所做的。
And then Paul continues by saying,
然后保罗接下来说，
For whenever you eat of this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死，只等到他来。
So we are keeping the new covenant, celebrating the new covenant.
我们一直要守这个新约，然后要在这个新约底下欢喜。
And until he comes.
只等到他来。
And then we see what's in the new covenant.
那我们要来看这个新约里面所包含的。
Well, Romans 5.
罗马书第五章。
Since we have now been justified by the blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
We were reconciled to him through the death of his son.
且借着神儿子的死得与神和好。
Will be saved through him, through life. Will be saved his life, through his life.
因他的身得救。
And we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
也借着他以神为乐。
And then the next page.
然后下一章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章。
For this reason, Christ is the mediator of the new covenant.
为此他做了新约的中保。
Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sin committed under the first covenant.
既然受死赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪过。
That those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance.
便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。
So the promise is really very great.
所以这个应许是非常的大。
Not just what we have just read.
不光是我们刚刚所读的。
But because of time, we'll just say this much.
为着时间的缘故，我们今天只说这一些。
And Hebrews 8.
希伯来书八章那里。
But now he is the mediator of a better covenant.
如今耶稣他做更美之约的中保，
which has been enacted on better promises.
这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
And well, so let's look at the second point.
好，我们来看第二点。
The new covenant.
新约。
Well, the Lord set up the new covenant on the eve before he was arrested.
主耶稣在他被卖的前一天晚上设立了新约。
And this is recorded in three Gospels.
在三本福音书里面都有记载。
Matthew 26, Mark 14, and Luke 22.
马太26章，马可第14章，还有路加22章都有记载。
And that's what we've just done. We remember our Lord during the breaking of bread.
所以这就是我们刚刚薄饼聚会纪念主所做的。
And Hebrews chapter 9 tells us,
希伯来书第九章告诉我们说，
Without shedding of blood, sins will not be forgiven.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Well, in the Old Testament time, it was the blood of bulls and the sheep.
所以在旧约的时候，这个血是羔羊和牛犊的血。
And in the New Testament, the Lord came as the Son of God, the Lamb of God, he gave himself up and shed his blood for us.
所以在新约的时候，神，耶稣基督来了，成为神的羔羊。
And that's why John the Baptist, when he saw the Lord walking,
所以当施洗约翰看见主耶稣行走的时候，
he said, Behold the Lamb of God.
他说，看那神的羔羊。
Who comes to take away the sin of the world.
除去世人罪孽的。
Now the sin is a singular sin.
那里的罪在英文的里面是单数的。
That means it takes away the sinning nature that is in us, not just what we have done.
那意思是着重在把我们里面那个罪性除掉。
Of course, He forgives us. He washes away all our sinning conduct with His blood.
当然，我们的主的血也洗净我们一些罪行，我们外面所犯的罪。
But He paid the price.To wash away, to take away the sin that's in us.
所以主耶稣付了代价，流了他的宝血，把我们那个罪性为我们除去。
And that's why in hymn number 30, our brother just said, you know, there is the precious blood.
所以像我们诗歌刚刚所唱的诗歌30首那边讲到主耶稣的宝血。
And there is a sacrifice, a magnificent sacrifice.
那里有一个非常重要的祭牲
and there is the shedding of the blood, and that is for our remission of sins.
所以这个祭牲的血为我们流出，使我们的罪得赦免。
And on the cross, the grace of God. Thank you. I need to point toward the computer. Okay. Yes. So, on the cross, God has accomplished something that no human being can imagine.
在十字架上，神完成了一件事情，是很没有人能明白。
God, in His infinite wisdom,
在神无穷的智慧里面
，He has combined the love and the justice together.
他把他的爱和他的公义结合在一起。
There, the shedding of the blood, the dying of the cross showed how much He has loved us.
在那里我们看见宝血的流出，主耶稣的死的表示神多么的爱我们。
And He did not spare His Son and let Him die for us.
他并没有留下他的儿子，让他为我们死了。
This man without sin, not knowing sin, died for the sinful man.
这位没有罪也不知罪的主为我们死了。
And there he paid the price.
在那里他付了代价。
So the justice is accomplished.
所以在那里公义的条件被满足了。
And so remember that the shedding of the blood, the setting up covenant with the blood is such a tremendous thing.
所以在那里看着宝血流出，然后立约是何等一个伟大的事，一件伟大的事情。
Sometimes I wonder in my mind.
有时候我会想
，Well, as the time when He told the disciples, said, "This is the covenant of blood I will make with you."
当主耶稣对他的门徒说，这是我立约的杯。
Well, with the shed blood, I will.Set up the covenant with you.
是我的血为你们所流的。
I wonder how much the disciples appreciate at that point.
我常常想，到底那个时候的门徒，到底明白了多少
？Well, even today, we as Christians sometimes we do not fully realize how much the price the Lord has paid.
就是今天在座的我们每一个人也。不太能够明白主耶稣为我们付的代价是多么重。
Well, what is this covenant for?
这个约是为着什么呢
？Well, it is for the God's blessing that can come to us.
因为这个约，神的祝福可以临到我们。
So, what is the efficacy? What is the benefit? What is the blessing of this new covenant?
所以新约的功效那个祝福。是什么呢
？It is really abundant that we can read from the scripture.
首先，我们可以再从圣经里面读到。
But I will just use Romans 5 as an example.
那我只要用引用罗马书第五章。
There we see that we are justified.
在那里，我们看见我们被称义了。
We receive the forgiveness from God.
我们接受了神的赦免。
Not only that, we are reconciled to God.
不光是如此，我们还与神和好。
We could not approach God. We fell before God as if we're dead.
以前我们是不能接近神的，我们 是
before God we would die.
看见神我们就会死的。
And yet through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can come before God and be reconciled with God.
但是因着耶稣我们可以来到神的面前。
Remember the story of Luke 15.
大家记得在路加福音十五章的故事吗
？When the prodigal son comes home, the father comes out and embraces him.
在那里，当那个浪子回家的时候，那个父亲远远的看见他，就跑去拥抱他。
Do we realize that as we sit here and break bread?
所以各位能想象，当我们坐在这边薄饼的时候
，and we claim the blood of Jesus to cleanse us.
我们在那边求耶稣的血赦免洗净我们。
And we praise him for the salvation.
我们赞美他的救赎。
Our God in heaven come down to embrace us.
可以想象我们的神从天上来拥抱我们吗
？Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Not only that we are forgiven, we are born again. We have this new life.
我们不光是得了赦免。重生，我们有了一个新的生命。
And also we rejoice in God.
我们也可以以神为乐。
Like I said, Romans 5 is just a nutshell of what blessing we have in God. We still have that glorious inheritance that God wants to work in us.
所以在罗马书第五章所看到的，我们不过只是看到一个小小影，一个。但以后我们神所给我们预备的远超过这一些。
Today we say the grace, the salvation is free.
我们今天讲到神的恩典，神的救赎是无价的。
And it is because our Lord had paid the great price.
因为我们的主已经为我们付上了代价。
There's only one condition.
只有一个条件。
We have to come to Him, accept Him as our Lord.And acknowledge him and confess to him.
我们必须要来到主的面前，承认他，接受他。
And accept him as our savior.
接受他做我们的救主。
Well, like I said, men are doubtful from the beginning.
但是我们刚刚说的人从一开始就怀疑神。
Like our hymn just sang, you know, hymn 30, our love can grow cold.
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌讲到我们的爱会变得冷淡。
And our faith can waver up and down.
我们的信心会起伏。
Sometimes we lose our joy.
有的时候我们会失去我们的喜乐。
We change, but he does not change.
我们会改变但是我们的神总不改变。
This covenant is firm and does not change.
所以这个约已经立定了就永远不会改变。
That's why we have the third point. We have the assurance of the new covenant.
所以我们有第三点就是讲到新约的确保。
Here I would say, especially to a young man, we probably have heard the word, the random act of kindness.
我底下要讲的特别是对这些年轻的人讲的最近发生在社会上的事情就是随机行善的事。
And this is something that become popular.
最近非常流行。
And even there's the festival of random act of kindness.
甚至他们定了节期来敬礼祭来施行这个随机行善的事。
Which means that on that day, everybody goes out to help someone.
那就是说鼓励人在那一天的时候，你出去做一件善事，帮助人。
Do something good.
做好事。
But our salvation is not a random act of kindness of God.
但是我们的救恩，神给我们的救恩不是一个随机的。
It is in God's eternal purpose.
乃是神在永远的旨意的里面就已经预定
的。And it is according to the counsel of his will that he will deliver us from sins and also make us his children.
那就是神在永远的里面就已经定了旨意要救拔我们。
Well, the scripture also tells us the Lord is the mediator of this covenant.
圣经也告诉我们说我们的主耶稣是新约的中保。
What is the mediator?
中保是什么呢
？The mediator is someone between one party of the covenant and the other party of the covenant.
这个中保就是说在这个这个约的两兆之间做一个保证。
This is the God that's making covenant with us. This is the Lord that is making covenant with us.
在这里有主与我们立约。
And then we are on this side.
我们是在那一边。
There are conditions like we have just read.
有的条刚刚我们也读了有些条件。
Well, sometimes we feel like we may not be able to fulfill all the conditions.
有的时候我们也许会觉得我们没有力量实行所有的条件。
And as feeble men, we commit sins, we make mistakes, we offend God.
就像一个软弱的人，我们会犯罪，我们会做错事，我们常常得罪神。
But whenever we come before God and claim His blood,
但是我们来到主的面前，在主的宝血底下。
And we also claim that we are His people through the blood, through the covenant.
我们向神说，我们是宝血所买赎回来的人。
God will accept us unconditionally.
神就无条件地接受我们。
He is the mediator because He's worthy.
他做了中保是因为他配。
And because He had paid the price.
因为他付了代价。
And we oftentimes these days, if you want to buy something,You want to buy especially something large like a house or a car, they want to check your credit.
现在我们如果譬如要买的一些大的东西的时候，常常那些人愿意要来查你们的信用如何。
Well, sometimes our credit score may be 700, maybe 600.
有的时候我们的信用的指标是600或者700。
With a high credit rating, we will be accepted.
如果我们的信用指标高，就容易被接受。
Praise the Lord, the credit record of our Lord is 100%.
感谢主，我们主的信用指标是百分百的。
He has full credit with God as long as we claim that.
我们只需要到主面前来支取。
And that's why we can come with full confidence before God through the Lord Jesus Christ because of the covenant.
所以我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前来支取这个神的约。
And He has opened the new and living way so we can approach the throne of grace.
因为他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，让我们可以来到神的面前。
This way is not obstructed, it's not stopped by anything.
所以这个路并不是人去建筑的。
And it is always open as long as we claim the blood of Jesus Christ and the covenant.
所以这条路是永远向我们敞开的，只要我们靠着主耶稣的宝血来前进。
Such a wonderful blessing and such assurance through this covenant.
所以这个是何等的祝福，何等的保证。
Now we're going to look at the last point. The last point is living in the new covenant.
最后一点我们要谈到怎样在活在这个新约中。
Sorry. Is that right? Okay.
No,
yeah, living.
No, no. Go back.
Go back? Okay.
Okay.
New technology we have to get used to. Well, first we will read from too far. Okay. First we will read from John chapter 13, verse 1.
我们首先要来读的是约翰福音十三章第一节。
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour has come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
Notice the red letter.
注意底下的红字。
Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And unto the end can also be translated to the utmost.
爱他们到底的也可以翻作爱他们至极。
And then we read from John chapter 14 verse 3.
约翰福音十四章第三节。
And if I go and prepare a place for you,
我若去为你们预备了地方，
I will come again and receive you unto myself.
我就必再来接你们到我那里去。
That where I am, there you may be also.
我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
And finally, 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
最后，林后十一章。
For I have espoused you to be to one husband.
因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫。
That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
So let us look at the last point.
好，我们来分享这一点。
The last point is the Here I will say two things.
这里我要着重在两点。
First is the content of the covenant.
第一点是关于这个新约的内涵内容。
We have talked about the blessings of the contents already.
我们刚刚说过了这个新约的祝福。
There's really so much to talk about the covenant.
新约你所是这样的丰富。
And we need to maybe look further. How can we live in the covenant?
我们就应该来看我们怎么样来活在这个新约中。
And how do we live by the new covenant?
也靠着这个新约而活。
And how we can live out of this, live out this new covenant. 活出。
我们也怎么可以活出这个新约。
Well, there's, like I said, there's so much about the new covenant, but the core, the center of the new covenant is love.
我们知道新约是非常的丰富，但是它的核心就是爱。
And that's why in John chapter 13, the Lord said, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end.
就像约翰福音十三章第一节那边说，既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And he loved them to the utmost.
所以他爱他们到极点。
Well, to the end, what's the end?
末了是什么呢？终点是什么呢？
Actually, what it means, he loved them without end.
那实际上来讲的话，就是说主耶稣爱我们是没有底的。
And love them to the utmost, the most that we can think of, that we can even describe.
所以这个，所以主耶稣爱我们到至极，这个极，终极，那个终极点是我们不能达到，不能想象得到的。
Well, following chapter 13 of John, chapter 14 to chapter 17.
接着约翰福音十三章下来的十四章一直到十七章。
We see here the promises of the Lord before his departure, before he's been crucified on the cross.
我们在这里看见我们的主耶稣对他的门徒有许在他钉十字架之前做了许多的临别的前的谈话。
We also talk about the prayer of the high priest.
我们也在那里看到了大祭司的祷告。
And yet we read it again, Combine that, we link that to chapter 13, the Lord love us to the utmost.
所以当我们在读这几章的时候，我们把它连接到我们刚刚读的十三章第一节。
And I will just use John 14:3 as an example, as a starting point.
所以我只用约翰福音十四章第三节做一个起点。
John, the Lord said, I will prepare a house for you in a room in you in the Father's house.
主耶稣告诉我们说，我去了是为你们预备地方。
Well, sometimes that our mind, you know, our human mind begin to work.
在这里时候，我们就会用我们的思想、脑子来想。
Is our Lord a contractor?
我们的主是一位建筑师吗？
Is he going to start busy building houses and room for us?
所以主现在在忙着一直盖建造房屋，为了要让我们有地方住吗？
Once a young brother asked her mom.
有一次有一个小弟兄问他的妈妈
Mom, when I go to heaven, will I have my own room?
他问他的妈妈说如果我到天上去了我会有我自己的房子吗
Because that's the time in the house he gets his own room.
因为在那个时候他自己开始有住在他自己单独的房间。
No, our Lord is not a contractor of houses.
但是我们的主不是房屋的建造者。
Our Lord is the bridegroom.
他是新郎。
He loves us to the utmost.
他爱我们到至极。
He goes to the Father's house to prepare a house for us to receive us as the bride.
他回到父亲的家，在那里，为着他所爱的新娘预备住处。
And from John chapter 14 to 17.The Lord is leaving his pride, his bride, and he's saying his heart, his mind, his thought to the bride to be. That's us. That's his disciple.
所以在约翰福音十四章那里，主耶稣是把他的心思意念和情感向着他的新娘来表达。
And the bride to be.
这个是我这个未婚的新娘。
God, the Lord wants to build a room for house for them.
主要为他预备地方。
God leaves His peace with them.
把他的平安留给他们。
I probably should change that to us.
我愿把它改成我们好了。
And He makes a abode with us.
他把那个为我们预备住处。
And all our prayers in His name, God will answer.
我们所有奉着他的名的祷告，神都要。都会答应。
And if we link up with him as the vine, as branches of the vine, we will bear fruit.
如果我们连在他的上面，像枝子接在树上呢，我们就会结果子。
And if we abide in his love, we will be one.
如果我们住在他的爱里面，我们就会成为一。
And we are protected from the evil one.
我们就会远离恶者。
And most importantly, He sends the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to us.
但最重要的是主应许要差遣圣灵保惠师来。
As a guide to us, to teach us, and to nourish us.
作为我们的指引，然后来教导我们。
And we know that He has fulfilled this.On the day of Pentecost.
我们知道主的这个应许在五旬节的时候已经实现了。
His Holy Spirit has come down and lived within everyone, every redeemed Christian.
那个时候圣灵降下来，圣灵浇灌在所有的信徒身上，也住在信徒的里面。
Brothers and sisters, as we read these chapters again, if we just think in the Lord's mind, here is the bridegroom.Leaving his brides to be for a long time, thousands of years, he's waiting for us.
我们看见说我们的主在这里要即将要离开他的新娘然后呢他的心思意念都在他这个新娘的身上。
After we have accepted him and received this new life.
当我们接受他，我们有了新的生命。这个新的生命之后
，Not only that we are born again, we are a baby. We have, you know, God's nature.
我们重生了，我们成为一个婴儿，我们也有主的生命在我们里面。
But here we see that we are espoused to Him.
我们也看见说，我们乃是与主有婚约的。
And we are engaged with Christ.
我们是与主有婚约的。
You know, that's why in Galatians chapter 2,
所以在加拉太书第二章
Paul said, He loved me and gave up his life for me.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
And then Ephesians chapter 5,
以弗所书第五章
Paul said, Christ loved the church and gave up the life for me.For the church.
基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Brothers and sisters, do we realize that?
我们知道吗？我们明白吗？
We have this new status as the children of God.
我们今天有这个生儿女的身份。
but we are also engaged to Christ as the bride to be.
我们也知道说我们是神未来的新娘。
He's preparing for us while we are in the world through the Holy Spirit.
他当我们在世的时候，神借着圣灵在我们的心里面工作。
And through the work of the cross to make us more like Him, to fit for Him as the bride in the future.
也借着十字架的工作，让我们更多的像他，也更多的适合来做他的新娘。
So let us learn how to live out the new covenant.
所以我们要学习怎样把这个新约活出来。
Well, there are many things that we can cover.
有许多的事情我们可以说。
But I think one thing we ought to learn is to abide in Him.
所以但是有一件很重要的事，就是我们要住在主里面。
Only when we are abiding in Him, all these promises, all these Lord's command in chapter 14 to 17 will be part of the reality to us.
当我们如果住在他里面，我们就知道说所有在这个约翰福音14章到17章中主所应许的都会实现在我们身上。
And that's how we live in the new covenant.
这是我们在新约里面生活所应有的态度。
Well, how do we live by the new covenant?
我们如何靠着这个约来生活呢？
Hebrews chapter 10, we just read.
希伯来书第十章我们刚读过的。
Verse 23 says,
23节那里说，
He who promised is faithful, so let us hold fast to the confession of our faith.
那应许我们的是信实的，所以我们要坚守我们所承认的指望。
So we hold fast to the promise and also hold fast to the faith.
所以我们要坚信神的应许，也要坚持承认我们所承认的指望。
Sometimes it's not easy.
有的时候不是很容易。
Sometimes we are forgetful.
有的时候我们的记性也不好。
We do not hold fast to this particular promise, God's faithful promise, and also the hope that we have.
有的时候我们不会紧紧地抓住神是信实的，所以神所有的应许都是实在的。
We know the theologian Campbell Morgan.
很多人都很熟悉有一个解经家坎伯摩根。
And he had written many books that we also have in our book room.
我们的书房有很多他所写的书。
In the book of Matthew, toward the end of the chapter, chapter 28.
在他的那个解经，关于马太福音解经的最后，马太福音28章里。
In verses 19 and 20, when the Lord commanded his disciple before ascension.
当主耶稣在要升天之前，在吩咐他的门徒，在马太福音28章19、20节那里。
This is what we call the Great Commission.
这就是我们所说的大使命。
He commanded disciples to make all nations their disciples.
所以他吩咐使徒门徒们要使万民做他的门徒。
To baptize them.
要给他们施浸。
And to teach them.
要教导他们。
And then at the very end, he said,I will be with you to the end of the world.
然后最后说，这样我就必与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
When Campbell Morgan read this, he was with a elderly sister, age 85.
有一天，当他在读这节圣经的时候，他坐在刚一位85岁的老姊妹旁边。
And after he read it, he said, "Wow, what a glorious promise!"
他那读的时候，他就跟这个老姊妹说。哦，这是何等荣耀的一个应许。
And the elderly sister just smiled and said quietly to our brother.
我们这位老姊妹就微笑着对着这位弟兄说。
Brother, this is not a promise. This is a fact.
他说弟兄，他说这个不是应许，而是一个事实。
Now, if we read the scripture carefully,
所以我们如果仔细的来读这节圣经的时候
，In the Chinese translation, it sounds like if you do all this, I will be with you.
好像在从中文的翻译里面，我们就是说，如果你做这些事，我就会与你们同在。
And yet, in all the English translation, it says, "I am with you forever."
但是在英文里面的所有的版本的里面，他所用的那个是现代式。
I am with you forever till the end of the world.
我现在就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
The Lord is with us till the end of the world.
所以我们的主现在就与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
Through the Holy Spirit in us.
借着圣灵在我们的里面。
Even though He's praying in heaven for us.
所以他虽然是在天上为我们祷告。
He's waiting for His bride to be.
他在那里等候他的新娘。
Until one day the bride will be ready to join Him.
有一天他的新娘要与他要与他相见。
And that's why we have to hold fast to this particular promise and knowing what is the fact.
所以我们现在要坚守这样的坚持这个应许，要知道说主所应许我们的事。
Again, holding on to the fast without wavering is not always easy.
但我们知道我们坚持一件事情不动摇不是一件很容易的事。
Throughout the generations, Christians have been persecuted.
我们知道历代以来基督徒都常常受到逼迫。
Have been despised, has been outcast.
被人轻视被人追逐。
Even these days, Christians are being killed.
甚至到今天，基督徒还有在很多地方被迫害、被杀害的。
Here in the United States, we enjoy the freedom.
好像我们在美国享受宗教自由。
It seems like there's no outward, very cruel persecutions.
好像在外面我们没有看到那些很残忍的逼迫。
And yet, the persecution within is very prevalent.
但是我们在看到说在里面的那个逼迫是非常厉害的。
And these days, you cannot confess the Lord before men with freedom.
在现今的社会里面，你不能在人的面前很自由的宣告主的名。
Our younger brothers and sisters in school, they cannot pray, you know, openly.
我们知道说现在很多的学校禁止公开的祷告。
In our workplace, we cannot confess our faith with others with liberty.
在我们的工作的场所，我们也不可以和同事们很自由的讲论我们的信仰。
And this society is filled with unbelief and also antagonism toward Christians.
所以在这个社会里面，我们看见充满了许多的不幸，还有对这个宗教的敌意。
Well, sometimes we think.
有的时候我们会想。
Are we willing to confess our faith before men?
我们愿意在人的面前承认我们的主吗
？Just a simple fact.
这是一个简单的事。
Can we pray in public?
我们可以在公众的面前祷告吗
？If we eat in the restaurant.
我们在餐馆吃饭的时候
，Can we pray？
我们能祷告吗
？Well, what if we are with unbelieving friends? Are we going to bow down and pray？
有的时候，当我们与一些不信的朋友在一起的时候，我们能够低头祷告吗
？Sometimes we forget。
有的时候我们忘记。
Sometimes we are a little timid. We don't want to pray.
有的时候我们好像觉得有点不太好意思。
That is wavering. That is shaking.
那个就是有点动摇。
Here I want to share a little story I saw.
我底下要分享一个我最近看到的一个小故事。
Now you see a picture of a young man kneeling there, right?
各位看到了吗？这里有一个年轻人。一只脚跪在那里。
Well, this happens a month ago on May 1st.
这个是不久前
March 1st.
三月一号。
And in the city of Baltimore.
在Baltimore 那个城市发生的。
Well, this is around the campus.
这是在一个校园。
There was a campus police.Who walked by and saw a young man approaching a homeless?
那个有一个校园的警察看见了有一个年轻人慢慢的走进这个一个流浪汉的旁边。
Actually, this youngster is about a teenager, about 15 years old.
这个男孩大概15岁。
And we know Baltimore.
我们知道 Baltimore 最近发生的事情。
And last year in April, they had a big riot because of Freddie Gray's grade situation.
去年的四月份的时候，他们那边因为一个黑人被警察打死了，他们有很大的暴动。
There's a great tension between the policemen and the civilians.
所以他们中间那个警察和百姓老百姓中间那个非常紧张。
Especially between the white policemen and the black community.
特别是白人的警察和黑人的这些市民。
And so we see that when this policeman looking at a young man approaching this homeless who's sleeping on the street.
所以当这个警察看见这个小男孩慢慢靠近这个在路边睡觉的流浪汉的时候。
Well, his mind turning to the point that this young man is probably up to no good.
所以他脑筋里自然的就会想到说这个男孩子大概要做不好的事情了。
Because he has seen so many people approaching homeless and pick their pocket and take their position.
因为他看见很多的人就趁着这些人在睡觉的时候就把他们身上的东西拿走了。
Well, he didn't realize as he got closer, he saw this young man kneeling down, reaching out his hand and pray for the homeless.
当他慢慢靠近的时候他才看见说是原来这个男孩子靠近这个流浪汉跪在那里为他祷告。
He prayed with love, he prayed with compassion, and he prayed without regard to what people thought about him.
他在那里很专心的祷告满了爱满了热情也没有注意旁边的人。
And after he prayed, he almost missed his bus.
当他这样祷告的时候他差一点过了那个公车的时间。
And so the policeman took this picture and put on the Facebook.
是这位警察后来照了这张照片把它放在那个脸书上的。
And when this was broadcast, 30,000 people reacted with encouragement.
Yeah, 这件然后呢就将近有30,000人的样子在点击然后点赞。
And this was reported by NBC.
然后呢美国的 NBC, 也在新闻上把它爆出来。
And as I look at the picture, I ask myself,
当我看见这个图画的时候我就自己问自己说
Sometimes we see a homeless on the street.
有的时候我们在路上会碰见那些流浪汉
Sometimes we see someone, you know, reaching their hand begging for help.
有的时候他们会伸手向我们要一点帮助
Oftentimes we help them.
有的时候我们会帮助他们
Sometimes people question, you know, why do you help these people? They could help themselves.
有的时候你会问说为什么你要帮助这些人他不帮助自己的人呢
But that's not my point.
这不是我要说的。
Well, sometimes when we help someone, they accept it, you know, say thank you.
有的时候当你帮助他的时候有的人会说谢谢。
And then they say, God bless you.
然后呢有的人会说愿神祝福你。
Well, it's hard for me to say God bless you back.
我好像觉得有点难说回他一句愿神祝福你。
Shame on me.
我觉得很羞耻。
Not that we can help every homeless.
我们并不是能够帮助所有的流浪汉。
But are we willing to proclaim our faith to bring blessings to people who need it?
我们愿意宣告我们的信仰然后把祝福带给人吗
This is the age of disbelief.
这是一个不信的时代。
We need to be one that testify for the Lord.
我们必须要出来为主做见证。
And because of the blessings, the covenant, all the blessings with the covenant that we have received.
因为这样的祝福我们就得到祝福。
We cannot withhold this blessing.
我们不可以拦阻这个祝福。
The Lord has put us in this position.
主把我们放在这个地方。
And we are to be a light of this world, of this neighborhood.
我们对我们的左右的附近的邻舍，我们是光是盐。
Brother and sister, let's rise up to be the testimony of the Lord.
我们让我们起来为主做见证。
That's one way to live the new covenant.
这个是在新约里面生活的一个样式。
And that is one way to glorify our God.
也是让神得荣耀的一种方式。
One way to thank the Lord for His everlasting covenant with us.
也是一种向神说出我们向他的感谢。
Let us bow down and pray.
我们低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, our hearts are filled with thanks and honor and glory to you.
我们的天父，我们的心充满了喜乐，充满了祝福，把荣耀尊贵归给你。
Because you are the God who keeps covenant.
因为你是守约的神。
And you're the God who brings this ultimate loving kindness to those who are redeemed.
你也是把那些你最大的慈爱带给你救赎，被你救赎的人的。
Though we had been disobedient, we were trapped in sins.
我们常常被罪恶所困，常常不幸。
And yet you have delivered us through your Son Jesus Christ.
但是你借着你的儿子把我们救拔出来。
You forgave our sins because he had died for us on the cross.
你因着他为我们在十字架上死，你赦免了我们的罪。
Our Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
For the blood that you have shed on the cross for us.
为你所流的宝血在十字架上。
It has bought us redemption, salvation.
为我们买来救赎和赦免。
It has brought us near, close to God.
使我们与神相近。
That we can rejoice in God and we have peace with God.
我们也可以在神的里面以神为乐，与神相合。
We thank you that this covenant that you have set up for us.
我们谢谢你为我们所立的新约。
It is firm, it is secure because it is sealed with your blood.
那这个约是坚定的，是确实的，因为是你的血所立的。
And with your covenant, there God's blessing can come upon us.
因着这个约，神的祝福能够临到我们。
Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
You are so faithful.
你是这样的信实。
And all the promises and the covenant that you've made with us, you have kept.
你所有的应许，你都持守。
We ask you to uphold us so we will be firm in this salvation that we have received.
愿你一直这样的祝福我们，所以让我们能够得着这个救恩的福。
And we can hold on to the faith without wavering.
我们可以在持守这个信心，不致摇动。
And we can live our life to our Lord, who is our bridegroom.
我们可以活出我们主的生命，与主相配，好成为主的主，因为主是我们的新郎。
Remind us, we are the bridegroom. We are the engaged one to the Lord.
我们是新妇，是与主有婚约的。
And our Father, help us.
天父，我们帮助我们。
Help the brothers and sisters in the home of Christians.
帮助在这里聚集的弟兄姊妹。
That through the leading of the Spirit and through the work of the of the cross.
借着圣灵的带领和十字架的工作。
We can be made more like you.
我们可以被制作的更像你。
And to demonstrate your grace and your greatness.
好彰显你的伟大和恩典。
And most of all, your faithfulness.
还有你的信实。
We thank you.
谢谢主。
Glorify you.
荣耀归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen.